I'm Eric Thiel. We've got another great live session in store for you today. Joining me in the JPR studios from a whirlwind driving tour here on the West Coast, the Show Ponies. Welcome to JPR, you guys.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
So from my left to my right, I'll try to get this right. We've got Phil Glenn, Kevin Brown, Clayton Cheney, Jason Harris, Andy Carter. Welcome. The new album is called We're Not Lost. We got our copy back in October. When was the official release date of that?
October 12th.
So yep. We got it just about the time it hit stores and Amazon and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, exactly.
How long have you guys been together as a band now?
Approximately 3 years. Andy and I started back in 2011, and Jason jumped on as the producer and brought the other guys on as live musicians, and then it all kind of came together.
And Clayton, you and Andy are both from Texas originally, right?
I was born in Texas. Andy was born in Texas. I grew up in Arkansas.
And where did the band form? Where were you when you met and started playing music together?
We met in Palestine, Texas, and I was living in L.A., and Andy eventually moved out, and it's kind of a convoluted story, but it worked out somehow in Los Angeles.
Jason was the glue that brought us together, because he and I grew up in the same hometown, and then he went off to college in California with all these guys, and that's how I met them.
So what age were you guys generally when you got together and started making music?
We're all the four guys are the same age. Andy's 3 years younger than us, so we're all in the 26 years old.
Microphone. Yeah, we're all in the 26, 25-year-old range. Andy's 23?
Yes.
23.
Yeah.
How old are you again?
So it's a relatively young band, not only in terms of your individual ages, but in terms of how long you guys have been together making music. You've already got two full-length albums out. There's another that you're kind of talking about making here in the near future. That's quite a bit of original music. How much time do you guys have to spend together working out songs, writing songs together, making arrangements together?
Well, we try to practice together at least once a week. But we're doing more and more stuff. We're getting busy. We all kind of just quit our day jobs, so it's getting real.
Yeah, I think we'd all like to spend more time writing music together, but up until recently, we really haven't been able to do that just because of day jobs and everything. So now, I mean, you know, we're kind of going for it, seeing what happens. We're small time right now, but hopefully that changes.
Until today, until this moment today.
Until this moment right on Jefferson here. Public Radio. You heard it here, folks.
I was reading online that Phil, you, Kevin, and Jason are all from a classical background, classically trained musicians.
Yes.
What about the other two of you? What were you doing? More informal music study or?
Well, I went to school with these guys. I was buddies with Jason because we were in choir together, but I studied screenwriting.
How's that going?
Though the music side of it's going great. The screenwriting side of it's, you know, nothing's going on there.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Andy?
I grew up, like, from the time I was in fourth grade up, I was in choirs and things, so I was always singing in choir, but I didn't go to school. I went to school for musical theater, so
okay, yeah,
kind of.
Yeah,
but
it's all from a little bit different background. Yeah. It's the Show Ponies, my guest, live in the JPR studios. The new album is called We're Not Lost. What do you guys want to play first today?
We're going to play a tune called Whiskey and Wine. It's the fourth track on the record, I think.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I like whiskey, you like wine. You're the kind of woman that's so refined.
I like horses, you like gin. Told you never come around here again.
Up and down, hot and cold and square and round. I never knew a smile could make somebody frown. Cats and dogs, wet and dry. You're the cactus of my eye. I bet that you can make a grown man cry. I like boys, I like girls, I'll get you on the dance floor, take it for a whirl.
I know what you're looking for, so turn yourself around and find the door.
Black and white, left and right, hugs and kisses at a bar fight. You and me will be day and night. North and south, east and west, I like the way you wear that dress.
You always try your worst to be your best.
Oh, 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 if I told you I could hold you, would you play nice? Or just start a fight. Well, we're so far apart. Different heads and different hearts. You're always at the end before I start. Oh, I hate your guts, but you got soul. your guts, but you got soul. Crazy.
Okay, fine.
I wish that I could make you mine.
I'm Bloomingdale's and you're the Five and Dime.
Call me stupid.
Yes, you are.
Don't care about your daddy's car.
And I don't like Coors Light or PBR.
Oh, oh, if I told you, I could hold you. Would you play nice? Or should start a fight? But we're so far apart. Your guts, but you got soul.
It's the Show Ponies live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. That one is called Whiskey and Wine. It's from their new album, We're Not Lost. Let's talk a little bit about that album, We're Not Lost. A fan-funded, this is kind of a common thread these days among many, many artists. A fan-funded, did you guys use Kickstarter or something, some simile of Kickstarter?
We used Indiegogo. We've developed a relationship with the people at Indiegogo. We really like them and, you know, I don't know much about Kickstarter, the other ones, but what I do know about Indiegogo is that they've always been willing to get on the phone with us and kind of they show dedication to the people that get on their website and do different fundraising campaigns, and their interests are always in the success of those campaigns. So that's why we've kind of stuck around with them, even though they're kind of the second most popular name, I guess, to Kickstarter.
Yeah. One thing that is a little bit unusual on your album is that despite the fact that there are tunes that come from a country background, a bluegrass background, a folk background, there are no traditional tunes that pop up anywhere. No covers, nothing like that. Was that decision made ahead of time that you guys were going to be primarily focused on originals?
Well, we did a traditional on our first album, The Blackest Crow. And so I think we just figured that we'd keep it on the first one and then maybe revisit some traditionals in the future.
I think also we come from a very diverse background of musical influences. I mean, I grew up listening to Queen. Certainly didn't grow up listening to Tony Rice or
right.
anything like that. So, I think even Phil, you came later to the game with fiddle and...
Yeah, no, I mean, I was classically trained. I went through and I did my whole bachelor's degree in violin performance. And then after that, I decided to go out to Johnson City, Tennessee and see if I could get a Filipino kid from Los Angeles to figure out how to play music from Kentucky and West Virginia and all that stuff. So I came back with a real love for traditional music. And it's cool to see how much it influences everything that we do. But I think sometimes folk musicians can get very, very stuck in the past and trying to do everything exactly the way that it has been done in the past. So as much as I'd like to just do traditional tunes all the time, it's good to take those influences and move forward.
Yeah. Phil, how long did it take you to make that transition from traditional classical study to this style of music playing? I mean, I don't want to throw around descriptions of it sometimes, but most people that play fiddle tunes or, you know, country folk refer to the classical mold of study as kind of square. You know, there's a different feel to how you play and how you approach music. Did it take you a while to make that shift?
I was kind of prepared for a little bit earlier. Like when I was growing up, I played in church a lot, and I was pretty much on stage when I was in middle school. But the band there never ever had any music for me. They just had chord charts. So it was just like, well, if you're going to play with us, you have to figure something out because we don't know how to write music for you. So like, okay. And I did my classical studies, and I love classical music. But when it came down to it, I just had a heck of a lot more fun playing folk music. So I kind of faked my way through it, but I got to go out to Mark O'Connor's fiddle camp in Johnson City and learn from some really amazing people. And that I came back and I just couldn't put the thing down. I moved back with my parents for a summer after that. I never ever in my life had heard them tell me to stop practicing. Like, it was just like, you've been playing for the past 3 hours. Don't you want to take a break? I was like, not really. It's like, okay, we'll go practice outside. Okay.
The Show Ponies are my guests live in the JPR studios. The new album is called We're Not Lost. What's the next tune?
This one's Baby, I'm in Love with You.
Feels like a two-ton anvil sitting on my chest. I keep telling myself I'm doing my best, but most times that isn't enough. In the past 7 years, I've lived in 15 places, held 10 different jobs in 4 different states. I've been praying hard to keep my faith and playing in the bluegrass band. So clueless, I'll be here in California, you'll be in St. Louis. Most people ask, why would you do this? Maybe it's because I'm in love. Yeah, I'm in love, I've got a case of the blues. I'll be cursing one day, then singing hallelujah. Whatever keeps me doing all the things I do, I don't know. But baby, I'm in love with you, I don't know. But baby, I'm in love with you. It doesn't feel too much like home. I don't know where I will go, but I know I'm not alone. I just wanna take you on a long hiatus, watch the fireflies and hear the cicadas run through a field and pick tomatoes, fall asleep with your head on my chest. Oh, that sure beats that heavy anvil. Train all the way to Danville. I'll treat you in a way that no other man will, and do all the things I say. Wherever I may roam, it doesn't feel too much like home. I don't know where I will go, but I know I'm not alone. About eloping, keep those doors and windows open till we can find a place to stay. I may go from place to place, but the best one is flat on my face. We once were lost, but still need grace, and that's good enough for me. Wherever I may roam, it doesn't feel too much like home. I don't know where I will go, but I know I'm not alone. Wherever I may roam, it doesn't feel too much like home. I don't know where I will go, but I know I'm not alone.
It's the Show Ponies live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. We're also streaming online at www.ijpr.org. you guys are on a heck of a whirlwind of a travel schedule at the moment because you are here in Ashland. Tomorrow you are going to be where?
Salt Lake City.
Utah.
And the day after that you're going to be where?
Portland.
Woo! That's not direct routing.
No, it's not. Not at all.
And some of this I will preface by saying it is the result of you guys being awful good at what you do, because the reason for your trip down to Salt Lake City is a competition that you guys are in called Stadium of Fire. Is that what this thing is?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the competition. What's at stake? How you guys got involved?
It's sponsored by a site called gig.com, and they host a contest for Stadium of Fire concert, which is a big concert on the 4th of July with Carrie Underwood. So
I've heard of her.
She's kind of known.
Yeah.
But everyone competing, it's competing for an opening slot for Carrie Underwood on July 4th at Stadium of Fire.
So we got a chance to go. We've got a chance here now to go to. We did a NCAA style tournament, kind of, you know, with voting on each round, and we ended up placing in the final four. So now we get to go to this play this concert and on the 10th in Utah, which is why the bad routing.
Yeah. Battle of the bands.
Battle of the bands.
And this wasn't a bracket with like 16 bands.
There's 256. Artists.
That's incredible. And you guys have made it all the way to the finals.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks to a lot of sweet, dedicated fans who fought tooth and nail for us and voted every day. We wouldn't be going here without everyone who did that.
And so how did this work? You uploaded a video of yourselves making music and then people would see it online. Obviously, nobody would be able to see all of these bands in person.
Right. Yeah. Every band who entered the competition had the first stage was just you uploaded a video and it was a general vote. And then they took the top 200 some odd people and bracketed them off. And then there were four brackets. So we were the winner of our bracket and we're competing against the other three bracket winners tomorrow. So it should be fun. It's going to be a big show. We're happy. I mean, even though it's kind of a pain to fly in the middle of the night there and back, it's a huge blessing because it's going to be a great crowd.
What was the video that you guys uploaded to enter the competition?
It's an old video we did of a song Chopping Wood. Yeah.
Is that one of your originals?
It's on We're Not Lost, actually. I think it's track 8. And then we had to upload new videos for each new round. So we uploaded a video of the song that we played first here, Whiskey and Wine, and then we uploaded another one of a cover, actually, of Jackson by Johnny and June.
And those are also available on your website if people want to watch them, right?
Yeah.
Or on YouTube?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the website is?
www.theshowponies.com.
On Facebook, you guys have also posted a few videos, some of the things from the competition. And not that many days ago, you put up a mention that you were going to take a hiatus from uploading videos to the site because there was some sort of summer thing that you were working on.
We can't talk much about it, but it is, I'll just say that it's exciting. And
here's a thing.
Yeah.
It happens in the summer.
We've got the chance to do something to work with one of our favorite artists.
Great.
There are. So.
So you heard it here first, kind of.
Yeah, I guess you did.
It's a radio exclusive. Substance-free radio exclusive on Jefferson Public Radio. It's the Show Ponies live in the JPR studios. Their new album is called We're Not Lost. We have time for one more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're actually going to play a new one. This is called Stupid.
What's that? It's me, chopping down a cherry tree. Gonna give you the truth, won't tell you no lies. You're the sun and the moon and the apple of my eye.
Sun and the moon and the apple of my eye.
'Cause I'd jump off a mountain, chase a crook, belly flop into a shallow brook. I'd chop off my fingers and all my toes, give you Eskimo kisses with my little wrinkle nose. Oh, you know that it's true, that I'm just stupid. What's that? It's me coming at you at full speed. My heart, oh, it cries. I gotta have you or I'm gonna die.
Gotta have you or I'm gonna die.
'Cause I'd jump off a mountain, chase a crook, belly flop into a shallow brook. I'd chop off my fingers and all my toes, give you Eskimo kisses with my little wrinkled nose. Oh, you know that it's true that I'm just too sun, it sets, but I don't have you just yet. By the time the morning light shines, you best be mine, all mine.
You best be mine, all mine.
'Cause I'd jump off a mountain, chase a crook, belly flop into a shallow brook. I'd chop off my fingers and all my toes, give you Eskimo kisses with my little wrinkled nose. Oh, you know that it's true that I'm just stupid for you.
It's the Show Ponies live on open air here on Jefferson Public Radio's Rhythm and News Service, also online at ijpr.org. Their new album is called We're Not Lost. Phil Glenn, Kevin Brown, Andy Carter, Clayton Cheney, Jason Harris, the Show Ponies, my guests live on open air. The new album, We're Not Lost. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.